everybody. Thank you for being here. And I, you know, this is the first time I've got to speak in front of the church, so I'm very, very, very excited. And the first thing I have to do, this is the first thing I have to do when I'm up here to speak is, you know, Millie, she looks so corny every Sunday when she goes, did you plan those songs? Did you blah, blah, blah? Because her thing goes together. The title of my speech tonight was God Use Me. We just sang that. It's on my paper right there. Right there. And so now I get to be just as corny as Millie. I'm super excited. Yeah. We were in class 2 weeks ago, and we had this circle, and the circle was about, the circle was really about not getting all of your needs met by one person, which I think we live our lives trying to get fulfilled from our partner, from our best friend, from family, from whatever, one person. We want one person to complete us and make us whole. And Millie asked if I would talk about that. Remember that, Millie? That was like 2 weeks ago. And I know that in my life, the way that it's gone for me, I actually, and it's, you know, Millie's known the whole time, right? It took me to figure it out. But I actually started coming to the church probably about 20 years ago. Yeah, and I wasn't, I always came to Wednesday night. I didn't come to the Sunday church. And I would come like once a month or whatever. And I just never expected my life to go down this little path that it's gone down. It's been really great and really fulfilling for me. I actually got to a point in my life where I was feeling really sad and really lonely. And I don't feel like that today at all. I feel really complete, and I feel loved and useful. And the funniest part is, what's completed me and what's given that away is by what I've given away. The more that I get involved and the more that I give to the church, like I set up a Sunday potluck or coffee clutch every Sunday morning. I get here at 9, way before everybody else does, and I make coffee and leave. Well, actually, she makes coffee. She makes coffee, and we fight, and then she makes coffee. We fight every Sunday morning. It's a ritual. We have, me and Rita have to get our little Sunday fight in, and then we make coffee. And then I've just been so fulfilled about my participation in the church. And I'm just so surprised. Our lesson Tuesday night, George, I hope you don't mind if I give you a shout out. But George is a very happily married man. And the circle was about all of your needs not being fulfilled by one person. And I was surprised because I'm single. And I always thought, you know, you need somebody to complete you. You need somebody, that other half, the, you know, the good side of you or whatever, the bad side, whatever. You just need the, you know, the yin and the yang. And the lesson that I think I learned that I was so surprised about, that it doesn't work like that at all. Even when you're perfectly paired, all of your needs are not going to get met. And the way to get your needs met is actually to give some of yourself away and to be involved with other people. And there's actually a little bit of a little message I want to backtrack and sidetrack on about being used by God, which was the topic of my speech. When I was in high school, I was the ASB president, the Associated Student Body president. So everybody was out running around at lunch, and I was up in the office working because I wanted stuff to get done. And I was coming down the stairs, and there was this girl standing at the stairs that was really sad. It was like the landing that we have in the stairs. And this is, you know, when I'm 17 in high school, you can just feel the energy. If anybody's gone to class, you know, you can touch the energy sometimes in the room. You can just feel what's going on. And the energy was just so sad. And what had happened was this girl, Tracy Brocade, moved from our arch rival school. And the school had a really bad reputation for playing mean and rough football. They had, like, skull and crossbones on their helmet when they hurt another team. When they hurt a player on another team, they got a skull and crossbones, and they would punch and dirty and fighting. And so my town hated Boron. Have you guys ever heard of 20-mule team Borax? Well, Boron, California, mines that stuff. That's who the school we used to play against. And it's by Edwards Air Force Base, if anybody's looking to place it. And I'm from Bishop, California. It's my hometown. And so Tracy moved to Bishop, and nobody would talk to her. Nobody would have anything to do with her because she was from our arch rival school. And they had such a bad reputation in our football league, and everybody bought into it. The whole school was not open or present or aware or giving to her at all. And she'd been there probably a month or so. And then this is when I was coming out of my office for the student body, and I was coming down the ramp, and you could just feel the sadness in the air. And honestly, I'd bought into it too. If you want to know the truth, I hadn't really said a word to Tracy at all. I only come from a school of 800 people, so you've got to say hello to everybody at some point or another, right? And so I could just feel the energy, and I knew it was a moment when God wanted to use me. And I said, Tracy, are you okay? And can I help you? And she was crying. And she said, I'm fine. And I walked away. I go, are you sure? You need to talk. Whatever. And I didn't know her, right? She was the girl that everybody had outcast and didn't want to talk with, right? So I walked away. And you could just feel how heavy the energy was. It was just really sad. And I went on with my life, right? I watched Tracy made a few friends. I didn't end up being all that friend with her, but I talked with her and whatever, and we went on. And then 10 years later at our class reunion, Tracy said to me, this is like the email that's going around right now. Tracy said to me, she goes, Spencer, I need to talk to you. And I went, okay. She goes, do you remember in high school when you saw me on the ramp? And I said, yes. She goes, I was going to go home and kill myself that night. She said, I moved from this little town where it was so popular, and I had so many friends, and everybody loved me. I was the middle of the school. I was popular. And she goes, my parents wanted to move to Bishop, and nobody would talk to me. And she said it was about a month or 6 weeks, and she said, I could not take this anymore. She goes, my life is horrible. It's not worth living. And she said, when you came down the ramp and talked to me, I knew it was going to be okay. She says, I could just feel something different. And, oh my gosh, she like introduced me to her son with so much emotion. Like, it was overwhelming to me. Like, all I did was say, hello, are you okay? But I knew that God was using me. God put me right in the path of somebody that was about to make a very bad decision. So, I was completely touched and moved and still didn't know. I mean, can you imagine somebody telling you that? Like the responsibility of, thank God I didn't know I was being used. I would have never lived up to saving somebody's life. I would have never done it. Wouldn't have had the courage. What if I do it wrong? What if I do this? You know what I mean? So it was just one of those really delicate moments where I felt the energy going in. It was way before I had any of this training, right, Molly? Right? I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. You could just feel how, you know, you guys have been in a room where people are fighting and you walk in and you can feel how landing the air is. You know? That's what it was. What was going on? So, really just want to give thanks for being able to be used in that situation. And all of the little situations that God wants to take you through to use you, if you will open yourself up and look. And I can give another example. I know I'm going to use you again, George. George is in Tuesday night class with me, and George had incompletions with father like I had incompletions with my father. Like, I was three and my parents divorced, and I didn't see my dad again until I was 22. And I had such a huge sadness. People would ask about, where's your dad? What's going on with your life? And I just had no powerful relationship in a way that would help anybody. And then I started coming to Millie's classes. And Millie, you know, you go through your circles, you work through this stuff, you get to make peace with it. I was in the church 15 years before my dad came and said, I'm sorry I, you know, abandoned your mother or whatever he said. I'm sorry I abandoned your mother. I sure am proud of you now. And it just healed so much for me having a visit from my father, from Spirit, to do that, which I think is the purpose of our church. Like, this is all fun, right? There's also a ton of healing in here for people to complete what's missing in their life and then move forward. So when my father came, and I got to realize that when we come here and we're human, to live out our human existence, that we have blinders on. We don't really know what's going on. I mean, can you see this theme in the story that I'm telling, that all of these things happen where you don't realize what's really going on? So going through Millie's classes on Tuesday night, I got to get complete with my father. Like, you weren't there for me, you could be sad your whole life about that. You could live your whole life, right? And actually, that's probably a pretty great guy. It just was, you know, mixed up between mom and dad or whatever, you know what I mean? And getting complete with my dad, now in Tuesday night circle, I get used all the time to complete with people's parents. Like, I got to be George's dad, probably somebody else's dad in the room too. I think your dad too, right? I got to be your stepdad. I've had so many people's fathers come to work through me to heal that I would have never expected to be used, and it's a blessing to be used to help somebody get complete and their life can change and open up in so many different ways. And so unexpected for me. I would have never, ever thought that that would be my path to help people get complete with their fathers when I didn't get to get complete with mine. Right? Isn't that a blessing? My life is so different from having known Millie and this church, and it sneaks up on you just year after year after year, right? A little bit is added every single year to where you don't recognize yourself anymore, right? Isn't it amazing? Isn't it beautiful? Yeah. So the purpose of this speech, to apply it to anybody's life who's feeling lost, lonely, sad, something missing, incomplete, is that you're looking the wrong way if you're trying to solve that outside of yourself. And the way to solve lonely, everybody looks at, oh, I'm lonely, I need, you know, Prince Charming to come and save me, or Rapunzel to let down her hair, whatever, right? Everybody's looking for it. But the saving actually comes from you being the Prince Charming to go out there, or you being the Rapunzel to let down your hair, and you to give back to your community. Excuse me. You to give back to your community. And by you giving yourself away, so much is added unto you that you just can't even believe it. And you don't have time to be asking for all your needs to be met. And God knows that, and He takes care of them anyway. They just magically fall into place. Easier and easier and easier as the day goes on. So, please, make sure to read the markers if you're feeling out of place, sad, lonely, as you need to be more involved with people. Or everybody who's sitting at home thinking, oh, I feel so lonely. Please come join us. We're here all the time. Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday for class. There's just so much to get involved in. Or somewhere else. Choir practice. There's just tons to get involved with and do, and you'll be surprised about how much giving adds to other people. And then the other thing that I need to acknowledge tonight is I have had the flu. I got it really bad. I got it when all this panic was going on. And, right, I was off a week, right? I missed church last Sunday, and I felt like crud. And I wasn't even feeling my great self. And today, I work for AT&T Telephone Company. I work in customer service, and I'm usually the best guy you can get on the phone because I'm super patient, and I'm helpful, and I want to, yeah, they're calling now. They know where I am. And you know, I have a sore throat, and if you have to talk 8 hours a day, I was just losing my patience a couple of times with people. And I just was not feeling like myself. And I thought, how am I going to go and talk in front of people tonight? I just am icky. I was icky. And so I made sure to come early, and I rolled up on Patty's stool for healing. And I knew that God wanted to use me. And God wanted to clean me out so that I could be here to share the story. And so I was sitting on the stool, and I got a really super long healing. I know that some people were like, come on. And Patty knew that I needed it, because I have, like, carpal tunnel starting from typing all day. And I had the flu, and I just was whatever. And I could just feel, like, the different layers being lifted off of me in healing. And in the middle, Patty goes, you're not done. Because she saw me getting antsy, because I could see that there were people there. And I knew it. I honestly wasn't done. Patty was working with God's energy. And there was just more that came through and came through and came through. And I just got to tell you, I am blessed. And I feel so restored from 10 minutes on a healing sleep. Yeah. And so I want to thank everybody for giving me moments to talk with you tonight. And I thank you for being my family. Oh, I know what else I want to add. My mom's 86. She turned 86 on Easter Sunday, and she came to our potluck. And I want to thank all of you for letting my mom. My mom lives in Northern California, Bishop, 6 hours north by car. And I'm down here by myself. And I want to thank all of you for letting my mom go home knowing that I have a family. She said, what a family. People that you have away from home. She was just so touched. My mom's been to the church. She's never been to the potluck where people are running around and having fun. And that's our church at its best, really, on Easter Sunday. It's really amazing. We had a full house. And you guys sang her happy birthday. And it was just really a blessing. But the gift to me was that my mom left so complete and, like, knew that I had lived my life to a place that brought me fulfillment, you know, and love. And it's just the biggest gift. I want to thank everybody who was there to make my mom feel... You know what? I mean, she was 6 hours away. She worries about her son. I don't care how old she is or how old I am. Right? And so thank you for giving me this time to... Yeah.